The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, you are at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Talked a little bit about the ESPYs, very little. A lot of Conor McGregor and Mayweather stuff, so I think we're done with that for the day. And a little bit about HBO.
Yep.
So we'll kind of keep the TV talk going because the finalists for the 2017 Emmy Awards are out. And
do you see what annual award it is?
What do you mean?
What year this is of the Emmys?
No, what year is it?
69.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say there's a lot of actresses in here that you wouldn't want to win in that year. But first off, though, Game of Thrones is ineligible due to timing.
Okay.
So there are no Game of Thrones. And
because they take over a year between seasons.
Well, yeah, the series did not start on time. Well, because they're trying to get it into winter.
Right.
So I understand why they did it. But here you go. Here are your nominees for drama series. Better Call Saul.
Oh, yes.
The Crown. The Handmaid's Tale.
I've heard very good things.
I've heard good things. Haven't seen it. Stranger Things.
Oh, that's good, too.
This Is Us.
That's very good.
And Westworld.
Okay.
No
House of Cards, huh?
No House of Cards, which I couldn't speak to that because I quit watching it after season 3. Better Call Saul I thought was great. Stranger Things I thought was terrific. I've not watched This Is Us. My wife watches it and swears by
good,
it.
And it's a good show.
Yeah, I've heard that it's really well done. And I don't think Westworld belongs on this list.
Okay.
I liked it, but that's my quick analysis.
All right.
John, you'll probably have to help with the comedies because I don't watch any of these. Atlanta, Blackish, Master of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep.
Veep will win because Veep always wins.
That's pretty much all I know.
Yeah.
Masters of None is fantastic. Has Aziz Ansari. That's one of the ones I've watched. I've heard Atlanta was amazing too.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. So.
All right. This is the category I always like the best, limited series or TV movie.
Okay.
Here are your nominees. Big Little Lies, Fargo, Feud, Betty and Joan. I've not watched that. The Night Of, and Genius. I have not seen Genius, but I am very interested in that. That looks pretty cool. I did not think Big Little Lies was that great, but I wasn't the target audience. I thought this was the worst year of Fargo by far. I would say the night of
was very
good. The ones I've seen should be your winner. Although I haven't watched Genius yet. Your lead actresses in the drama series: Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder, Claire Foy from The Crown, Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale, Carrie Russell, The Americans, Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld, and Robin Wright from House of Cards. I didn't even think Evan Rachel Wood was the best lead actress in that. I think the other, the one that was the
black chick.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. That was in Riddick. I thought she was better, but I don't know if she's technically a lead.
I think Evan Rachel Wood's the lead. Lead chick, anyway.
Probably so. Lead actor in a drama: Sterling Brown, This Is Us; Anthony Hopkins, Westworld. Was he really the lead actor?
I don't think he's the lead, but I mean, I guess this is how they decide these things.
Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul; Matthew Reeves, The Americans; Liv Schreiber, Ray Donovan; Kevin Spacey, House of Cards; Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us.
Okay.
So two This Is Us's.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that series is going to win a bunch.
I my guess is you're right.
I'm going to skip the actresses and actors in comedies. Lead actor in the limited series or TV movie. Riz Ahmed Ramzanali, The Night Of. Benedict Cumberbatch from Sherlock. You can nominate him every year. Robert De Niro.
Was that good this year?
Yeah, it was.
How come it didn't get nominated for the series?
Good question. I don't know, but it was. It certainly deserved to be in there over Fargo.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really fault some of these other ones that they put in there, but Robert De Niro and Wizard of Lies.
Was that really a series? That was just like a TV movie.
Well, it says limited series or TV movie.
Okay.
I didn't think he was that great, man.
I thought it was
good. Okay. Ewan McGregor, Fargo. He did play two characters.
They played like eight characters, I think.
Yeah. He played, but two of them were
right
main characters. Jeffrey Rush for Genius, and John Turturro from The Night Of. Now, how can
John Turturro's foot?
Yeah, that grossed me out. But so I guess they were both co-lead actors
because
you've got two. Okay,
it's like like if you on Perfect Strangers, Balky and Cousin Larry are co-leads.
Bosom buddies. Let's go all the way back to that. How did I pull that out of my head? Lead actress in a limited series or TV movie, Carrie Coon from Fargo, Felicity Huffman, American Crime, Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies, Jessica Lange, Feud, Susan Sarandon, Feud, Reese Witherspoon, Big Little Lies. As much as I thought that show was not all that great it wasn't written very well or directed very well, but the acting was fantastic. Reese Witherspoon was great in that show.
Yeah.
So. Wouldn't shock me if she wins. Supporting actor, Jonathan Banks, Better Call Saul. That guy should win. I mean, that show is at its best when he's in it.
I agree.
Ron Cephas Jones from This Is Us. David Harbour from Stranger Things. Which one did he play?
I think he's the cop.
Hmm. Michael Kelly, House of Cards. John Lithgow, The Crown. Mandy Patinkin from Homeland. Jeffrey Wright from Westworld. And I think that's about, supporting actress in a drama, Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. I would have liked to have seen, what's her face?
The little girl?
No, Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
I would have liked to have seen her get nominated. Ann Dowd, Handmaid's Tale, Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, Thandie Newton from Westworld got the supporting actress. Okay, good for her. And Samira Wiley from The Handmaid's Tale. And then finally, we have the limited series or TV movies. Alfred Molina, who is from Houston, nominated for Feud. That's about the most interesting one. Laura Dern, Big Little Lies. I didn't think her character was that great in there.
I think Outstanding Variety Talk Series.
Yeah, I kind of want
to. I think it's funny because you'll notice there's a big omission. And I don't know what network the awards are going to come on. But Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Late Show with The Late Late Show with James Corden, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Real Time with Bill Maher.
No, Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon also nominated.
Oh, okay. The list I have doesn't have Jimmy
the
Fallon.
The one I have doesn't have Bill Maher.
Oh.
It's got Full Frontal.
Interesting.
Jimmy Kimmel.
What's the website you're using?
Forbes.
I'm using CNN. I wonder if it's fake news.
Oh, it could be. John, it's up to you to find that out.
Because CNN also lists House of Cards as a nominee for Outstanding Drama Series.
Yeah, it wasn't on this one. So, somebody's wrong. We'll see who's...
Somebody's lying.
I figured we could trust Forbes. Figured you could trust CNN. So, but it has Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, which my wife watches that show. I find her very hard to watch because it looks like she's trying to bust a grumpy every time she talks, and it's just so damn liberal. I can't watch it. Jimmy Kimmel,
New York Times. Is that a fair?
Yeah. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. You know, I love that one.
House of Cards is nominated for best drama.
Shouldn't win.
And
I'm betting that list is right and Forbes is wrong.
No, I'm betting you're right on that one too.
Because
Jimmy Kimmel. Nope. Yeah, there's no Jimmy Fallon on this list either.
How would they have this wrong?
It's got Bill Maher.
Interesting. That's a big omission.
Mm. That's what I was going to say. I think it's crazy that Jimmy Fallon, who really up until the election dominated the ratings, and has fallen into second since, but he's left off.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder how many other things they screwed up here.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's fake news.
Oh, here's one that I'd love to see win. Variety sketch series, Drunk History, nominated. That's one of my favorites.
What are you guys looking at? Outstanding Interactive Program? Is that the list that you were talking about?
What?
Huh?
The one with Samantha Bee, John Oliver?
No, variety show.
Variety Talk is what it's called.
Okay, this one, I'm actually on the Emmy site. This one, Outstanding Interactive Program, has Samantha Bee, John Oliver, Corden, SNL, and Jimmy Fallon.
This is Variety Talk series.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite the same thing.
So I found it. Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel, Last Week Tonight, Late Show with James Corden, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Real Time.
Okay, so...
So, yeah. So
Forbes totally
screwed
this up.
Forbes has fake news.
Yep. They do. Shame bell for Forbes. I will not use them again. How do you get that wrong?
I don't know.
I mean, it's been up all day.
Like, that's even worse. Like, the omission of House of Cards is bad on the best series because, you know, it's somebody worked hard on that and they got left off. It's worse to have your name listed when you're not really nominated.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, let's see if my show's nominated. Yes, it is. Just kidding. No, it's not.
I'm guessing maybe because these shows are under so many categories that somebody messed
just
up.
Just a clerical error.
Nah, that's not... You're a major news site. That's not a clerical error. That's a bleep up. Shame.
You would have never let that get by you at the Chronicle.
Oh, we had our screw-ups in the day. But
none of them were your fault.
I'm trying to think back.
Just say no.
Well, I would say the really major ones weren't my fault.
That's right.
We had one really bad screw-up one time that I... Yeah, I'm a lot more laid back now than I was back in those days. But I was capable of eruptions back then when Evil Freddy came out. And this one...
What'd you do? What happened?
Well, we're late for break. I'll tell you the story when we come back, what happened and why I got so pissed.
Okay.
It's going to sound stupid to be that pissed off over something, but that was kind of my livelihood.
Let us know how much of a maniac you are.
I was.
What I'm a maniac for, Fred? A good
energy?
Fixed rate.
Yeah.
Good fixed rate maniac. And that's what Triangle Energy's bring you these days. Simple fixed rate. Shopping for electricity, it can be rough. But Triangle, they're making it easy for you. This is a born and raised Texas company that provides simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees they're going to hit you with. It's an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12, which will lock you in for 12 months at 8.4 cents when you use our promo code ESPN. That's promo code ESPN. You'll even receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before the bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's a really simple decision. You're going to feel great about it. Your wallet's going to thank you. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064. And please remember to use that promo code ESPN when you sign up.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Magdaddy says The Daily Show not nominated tells you how bad it's gotten since Jon Stewart left. I've seen Trevor Noah stand up, and it's funny. And whenever he's a guest of a show, I think he's funny, but I've tried watching him.
Watching a whole show with him is tough.
Yeah, he's just, his delivery, he's very dry, and he's just not as good. And I don't find him that funny on that show, which is why I quit watching it. Matt says, looks like we have Game of Thrones fans in the state capitol. The open carry law for knives and swords to begin in September. I'll probably walk around with a broadsword strapped to my back if I can legally do it. Just look dorky. Okay, so, all right, you have to go back a little bit here. This is before you could fill your brackets out on Yahoo and ESPN and all that during the NCAA tournament, right?
Right.
So people, that was like one of the biggest days of the year for us, was to have the bracket in the paper because people would cut it out and fill out their teams. This is probably before your time, John. You've probably never filled one out on a newspaper.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so any listener under the age of 30 right now, like, what the bleep is he talking about? But that's how people used to do it. You probably did early on.
I did it all the time, yeah.
So what do you imagine would be the worst screw-up you could possibly have in that situation?
I mean, like having the wrong team going up against, like
having the regions in the wrong place so that they don't match up in the Final Four, which is exactly what happened. And yeah, and I was there that night, but at the time, my job was, I mean, I was in charge of everything, so I should have checked them myself. So technically, it is on me, but they went through four people. So I kind of felt like I was okay. I was trying to work on planning where we were going to send people because back then we covered all this stuff. Right. So it's like this guy's going here and this guy's going here. So that's kind of what I was working on. And so the next morning I get a call from one of my bosses basically reaming me out. How the hell can this happen? I'm like, what? What? And I'm half awake, probably a little hungover because I went out and afterwards. Like, what the hell happened? And I go and look at it and I see it right away. It's like, mother. So... And I admit, this was a pretty high-stress environment. There were a lot of yellers there. And it wasn't really my personality, but I developed into that because I was surrounded by so many of them. And so after I got reamed, you better believe that the people responsible were going to get reamed.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who did it kept trying to blame it on the graphic artist that he screwed it up. And I didn't like this guy anyway. I didn't think he was very good at his job. He was one of those people that I got stuck with that I didn't want. Which happened. Another reason I got tired of the place. Probably the biggest a-hole I've ever been to another human being when it comes to work.
I could see being frustrated with that.
It was, well, and plus, man, all the radio shows are making fun of us. I mean, it was just humiliating. You know, you got Adam Wexler making fun of it and people like that. And it's kind of like, and
you guys have to like print the bracket again.
Yeah, we printed it. We printed it right every day the rest of the week in two different places just to make sure. But nope, nobody ever forgives you for effing up Monday, which is what we did. So, yeah, I took the blame for it, but then proceeded to firebomb everybody on staff who screwed that up, and I'm pretty sure that. Those people still hate me. Well, they should, but they did screw it up. So, hey, people want to know what you thought of Spider-Man, John.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Probably the best Spider-Man. Okay. Better than Spider-Man 2.
Not overhyped, then?
I wouldn't say it's overhyped. It's better than Wonder Woman. I think they finally got it right with Tom Holland. Tom Holland made a good Spider-Man and a Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker was very emo, but I did enjoy Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, and Tom Holland nailed both.
All right.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to it now. That, and I'm looking forward to War for the Planet of the Apes.
Now, I don't want to overhype Spider-Man, so...
Well, no, Spider-Man was always my favorite. I mean, it was pretty much Spider-Man or Batman, but Spider-Man was always my favorite. And so I actually enjoyed the Tobey Maguire movies just because they were Spider-Man. And... Especially Spider-Man 2. And I didn't even mind The Amazing Spider-Man with the guy with the hair.
Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind those because I thought the second one was kind of crappy.
Yeah, the second one sucked.
But I did enjoy watching them simply because I love Spider-Man so much.
Well, then you'll enjoy it. And Iron Man's like all over the promos and all the trailers and stuff. He's barely in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, any movie that has Iron Man in it, I'm okay with now just because of what Robert Downey's done with that character. Right. But there's a lot of movies that I find myself enjoying. Like I loved Ant-Man. And most people are like, oh, that wasn't very good. I loved that movie.
I thought Ant-Man was good.
It was really entertaining and funny and, you know, fit in with kind of what they were doing with the Avengers and all. So I have a pretty low bar, I think, when it comes to comic book movies. It doesn't take much for me to enjoy them.
No, they are. I mean... They're hard to mess up.
Oh, you can do it though.
It's possible, but it's hard to mess up.
Funny, someone asking if I've got two names that people have thrown out from people I used to work with asking if they were the ones who screwed it up. I'm not going to say who did it because it's pointless at this stage.
Do they still work in this town?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know anybody over there anymore except McLean, Jerome, and my old boss, Dan Cunningham. I've seen him a few times since then. Okay.
David Barron?
I guess David, yeah. But I haven't talked to David in forever.
Local programming.
Yeah. Not that I'm bitter about that or anything.
Did you see what'd you say, John? Oh, okay. I guess I'll save that for the other sign.
Yeah.
John's trying to send us to break.
So now I'm going to have to go look at a staff list to see who I still know there. There's probably a bunch of people who are still working, like copy editing and things like that I work with that I just haven't kept up with.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. And if you could start over again, wouldn't it be great to work with computers, working in an air-conditioned office all day, make some good money? What if I told you it's not too late? You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. It's really simple. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Not years, that's months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get what you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow veterans. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back. Okay, so there's a chunk of people still there. I guess I should clarify it and say that the only people I see socially that I worked with and were McLean and Jerome and Dan. And David Barron and I have lunch once a year. But Joseph Duarte is still there. I worked with him. Jenny Dial Creech is there. Jonathan Fagan was there. He's been doing the Rockets forever. Reed Lamance, who works inside. But I think he came back after I left. John McLean, we mentioned. Dale Robertson, who does sports and wine. Worked with him for a long time. Jay Lee. Randy Harvey, who came here from L.A. I didn't actually work with him here, but I know him. So I guess I know a bunch of people still there. I just don't. Yeah, it's weird because that place was such a part of my life for 20 years. And at some point when you turn the page completely on something, you don't really follow any of it. You don't really care anymore. And the truth is, I had a lot of good friends there, but I got a lot of good friends now that I like and that I have more in common with that I'm not doing newspapers with. But guys like Jerome and John, we were friends when Jerome left and brought him back and everything else. So that's a little different, but just haven't really thought much about any of that since I left. Montas, I'm not sure your pass would have crossed, but did you know Marvin Zindler? I knew who he was like everybody, but I never actually met Marvin. He was an entertaining dude. That was before your time here.
Before my time.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that Colby Rasmus is leaving baseball?
Is he going to become a grunge singer?
It's really apparently shrouded in secrecy as to why he's doing it. He's on the DL right now I guess he was on the DL with a hip injury. But the Rays announced that this was their official statement. The Rays fully support Colby Rasmus's decision to step away from baseball. We are thankful for his contributions to our team, and we wish him and his family the best as they move forward. Respecting the privacy of Colby and his family, the Rays will have no further comment. And that's it.
Hmm.
It's like a big mystery. And everybody who remembers Colby Rasmus and how much he sucked last year, because he did, this year's gone different. He was hitting 281 this year, which is 75 points higher than he hit last year as an Astro when everyone was in love with him.
Well, they were in love with him because he he played out of his mind in the playoffs the year before. He was really good then.
But that's a that's an odd thing, isn't it? That he was just gone.
There's got to be some kind of health issue there.
They said the Rays had previously said that the hip issue might be a serious issue, but I mean, wouldn't you just say, I've got a bum hip, I'm retiring, I'm not going to come back from this?
Well, if it's something where, I mean, I don't want to start speculating, but if they found something beyond that in the hip, where it could be much more threatening than that, I could see it.
Yeah, maybe so.
How confident are you that your Astros are going to win the division?
About 95%.
You know who's more confident than you?
Who?
USA Today.
Okay.
I don't blame them. They went to Fangraphs.com and they pulled the percentages for teams to win their divisions.
All right.
In the East, the Boston Red Sox, 94%.
Ooh, that's high.
So is this. Central, Cleveland Indians, 97.7%.
Man.
In the West.
To put that in perspective, the Red Sox currently have a 3.5 game lead on two teams.
Right. But they're...
And really, the Red Sox have been in second place for about 80% of the season
so far.
They go
and project what they're going to do the rest of the season, and so they think the Red Sox are 94% chance. I would be betting against both the Red Sox and Indians at those numbers if you gave me odds that were corresponded to that. Your Houston Astros, 100%.
100%.
Yes.
They have a 16.5 game lead, so that seems safe.
I think there's no such thing as 100%, though, let's be honest.
No, not until...
Not until it's mathematically impossible. Right. But the first wild card, they have the Yankees 54.8% and the Rays at 33.2%. And at the wild card standings, you still have all the way down to, well, technically, I think Toronto is ninth in the wild card standings, but they're only 5 games back.
Yeah.
So that includes Twins, Royals, Angels, Rangers, Mariners, Orioles, Jays. Even the Tigers are only 6.5 back. So,
but I think the White Sox are the worst team in the AL, and I think they're like
7.5 games back.
Yeah, so it's still open.
In the National League East, your beloved Washington Nationals, 98.7%.
Okay.
They don't have much faith in your Milwaukee Brewers, though.
No?
30.3%.
Okay. What do they have for the Cubs? For the Cubs, who, mind you, have a losing record.
Yeah, they don't actually have a number on them because they're not in position right now to win.
Okay.
They just have it for the teams that are in there. So they have your Dodgers at 100% also, which I think,
They've got a 7.5 game lead over Arizona and Colorado are both pretty damn good.
And right now, for number one wild card, they have the Diamondbacks 88% and the Rockies, who are only a game and a half behind them, at 66.2%, or 2 games behind, excuse me. But
I just think putting 100% is leaving yourself open for ridicule.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to save this story so we can ridicule when the Nationals don't win at 98.7%. But that wild card race is all but over. I mean, I think the Cubs can still make a run, and obviously they went out and got a pitcher today. But they're 7.5 behind those two teams. I don't think the Diamondbacks and Rockies go backwards, though. I mean, the Cubs are going to have to get on their horse. But I'm sure they'll just win the Central.
Yeah.
So that's one last name. That's one last name you can take off the list of guys the Astros might trade for.
I heard someone the other day saying the Astros should trade for Chris Archer. And I was like, maybe you guys didn't notice, but the Rays are pretty good. They're probably not looking to sell their team off right now because.
Well, I think that's kind of a problem with any of these guys you're looking at in the American League. And like I said, even the A's are only 7.5 games out of the wild card. You're going to get Sonny Gray? I mean, I think your hope is you got to go hit up the Pirates.
Yeah.
Did see a story that the Tigers would entertain trading Justin Verlander.
Well, that's because unlike the Pirates and the A's and the Rays, Justin Verlander also comes with a massive price tag. So the Tigers, it's no surprise they'd like to
trade him. And I think they also know they're going to have to eat some of that salary to trade him. So... You know, that would still be the guy if I'm the Astros. I'll go ahead and if you're going to eat some of that salary that I can defer to the third year, I'll pay him the rest of this year and next year.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, Joey said, I'd love to hear RJ in Vegas's breakdown of the USA Today article for division odds. I could hear him saying there's no such thing as 100%.
Yeah.
But,
and on Chris Archer,
he would say 100%.
Yeah.
And on Chris Archer, he's not a free agent until 2020 or 2022.
No. Controllable
so
guy.
He's not going anywhere.
They thought maybe he would go somewhere if the Rays were really awful, but the Rays aren't. The Rays are pretty decent.
And with this Colby Rasmus thing, I remember reading an article when he was with the Astros talking about some demons he was fighting. And I found an article back when he was with the Cardinals. And
did
when,
you do some research?
Yeah. I do research when I look up.
Deep digger. I like
I'm trying
it.
To. I'm okay. trying to bring some okay. stuff to the show. But back when he was with the Cardinals, apparently he was a little lost. And then Lance Berkman talked him into going to church and finding Christ and all that stuff. And he finally kind of surrendered to the Lord is what he said. And he got his life in order. And then when he was with the Astros, this is what he said.
He lost his way?
No. He actually found his way, and he said he wanted to stay in Houston and finish his career. Let's see. He said, talking about his pastor in Houston, he said, he put his arm out, kind of an old baseball hug that we do. He said, I'm all in. I want you to know that I'm all in. And if that's how I describe to him, that would be the way. When he's in it, he's all in. He doesn't hold a lot back. He's a determined young man, very determined. His pastor said that about Colby Rasmus. And Colby said that he was going to church for 2 years prior to being saved and going to a chapel and everything, and he kept going back to his old habits. And he talked about all the negativity within baseball and everything, and he talks about being in Houston and falling in love with the community and going to church. So maybe...
Is he an Osteen guy?
I don't think so. He says this pastor's name is Wilson, something Wilson. I can't find his full name, but David Wilson. Maybe he fell back into something bad in Tampa?
You think he was poon chasing out on the road?
A lot of strip bars in Tampa. Not good ones.
Chasing tail out on the road trips and got him in some trouble.
Broke his hip. Not sure.
Broke his hip trying to jump into a woman like Dennis Rodman. Maybe.
So he says in this game, if there's things within the game that can cause mental, I guess, instability, then you're still playing. Those things can happen. If you don't have something to empty that garbage bag full of negativity, then you're going to continue to dwell on that, and it's going to continue to eat you up from the inside out. To learn that and to put it in the forefront of my mind, it was very relieving. And that's why I know that I enjoy playing the game. I'm not battered and beat up by people and letting other people control my destiny. That's what he said back in 2015 when he was with the Astros.
A lot can change in 2 years. Somebody says DeGrom has been rumored, too. The only rumor I saw on that was that the Astros called and asked about him, which...
They should.
Yeah, they should. But if I'm the Mets, I laugh my ass off.
Yeah, I'm not looking to move that, dude.
Especially if you thought the price for Quintana was too high. Jacob DeGrom's a better pitcher.
Yeah, and he's young. Yeah,
he's under team control for like 3 more years. He's 29 years old. You'd have to start with... I mean, I don't even know. Kyle Tucker, Francis Martez, Derek Fisher, just off the top.
And I see another report saying that the Rangers are open to trading Yu Darvish and Cole Hamels, but obviously the Rangers probably won't trade him to the Astros. And another report saying that Justin Verlander is not drawing much interest.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
And the Rangers are dumb, too. If they won't if the Astros offer the best price and they don't trade him to the Astros.
Yeah, that's silly.
They're dumb. And, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, you know, when the... When the Pacers traded Paul George for basically a hill of beans, and I started reading the rumors about what the Celtics and the Cavs were offering, but they didn't want Paul George to stay in conference or in division, so they'd rather they took less to keep him away. It's so stupid to me. I mean, it's one player. Do what's best for your team, and quit worrying about who it helps. I don't get that. Yeah.
I think the Mets feel like they can bounce back next year, too.
And they should feel that way. They have a real young team, and they've got a big payroll. They've got.
I'm just not sure that the Astros could give me anything that's going to interest me for that guy.
I don't know that I would either.
So,
and not to mention the Mets already. Look, the Mets have baseball's top prospect. I don't know that they're necessarily in a position where they should be
panicked. If I'm the Astros, I'm calling everybody.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now I'm seeing the report. Paul George apparently told Woj on his podcast that he was led to believe that the Pacers offered George to the Warriors for Klay Thompson, and the Warriors said no.
That's not surprising,
and that's probably just a lie. They probably called and said, "Hey, would you do this?" That's not. I don't consider that an offer because if you're the Warriors, you'd laugh.
Where would the Warriors play Paul George if they traded Klay Thompson for him?
I mean, he played the last couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Everybody wants to trade for Klay Thompson. The Warriors value Klay Thompson. They love that dude, and I don't blame them. I remember when they said no to the Kevin Love deal, I said, they're smart for that. I wouldn't have traded him for Kevin Love either.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hang out with Raheel, Monster Energy, and H-Town Sneaker Summit Friday. Meet at the Walmart on Yale from noon until 2. Grab an ice cold Monster, and win a pair of custom Monster Energy DC shoes and tickets to the Sneaker Summit. Before we get to the gym, let's squeeze in a quick call. Is that RJ or BJ? I can't really tell from here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, sports, man. Hey, I was just calling. I wanted to see what y'all thought. The Blue Jays have a losing record, and Marcus Stroman has been throwing some good stuff. He pretty much shut down the Stros the other day. You think that there's a chance the Stros might try to get Marcus Stroman? I'm going to hang up and see what y'all say.
As of now, the Jays are not sellers. They're only 5 games out of the wild card. They've spent a bunch of money on that roster. The last I saw, they're trying to add players. So I think it's unlikely, but all this is kind of, it's kind of moot because we got a ways to go before the deadline.
Right.
And
if give them a little bit more time, but this is the last year of his contract. So if they were going to move him, it would make sense. They lost an arbitration case with him over this last offseason, so he's already making more than what they were hoping to pay him. But still a relative value. He makes like making like $3.5 million a year.
Yeah, which
still
is
quite a value.
But that's something you'd have to deal with, I think, if you were planning on keeping him.
Yeah.
But he'd also be a pretty good rental. I think that's the kind of guy you might be looking at. As of today, I don't think they're in the market to move anybody. Last I saw, they're trying to get D. Gordon and fix their infield. So, but a lot will change over the next couple weeks, and that's why, I know people talk about it because the Cubs made a deal today, but the reality is, as we get closer to the deadline, a lot of these teams will be out of it. A lot of names that we're not talking about now might be available, and that's when they'll actually do something. But I'm sure they're calling around to as many people as possible.
Now that we're at the halfway point, sort of, the All-Star break is, that's when usually within the next few weeks whether a team's contending or not. And some teams will say, okay, where are we at the All-Star break? And GMs will be told, or GMs will tell managers, okay, you've got this many weeks to show me something, and that's going to decide whether or not we're playing for this year or the future. And that's not uncommon at all. But usually it's not, well, the All-Star break's here.
Right.
You're not good enough. And we just talked about, looking at the standings, there's nobody who's so far out of things at this point that they can't come back.
Right. You reel off 7 or 8 in a row, and suddenly you're right there in the mix for the wild card.
And that's, the worst team in the league right now. The Giants are in pretty bad shape. They're currently 18 games out of a wild card spot. They might be the closest thing to it.
Yeah.
But, there's just not a lot of teams.
But if you're
the
Giants, you're going to bounce back next year. So it's not like you're going to trade any core pieces.
Right.
And that's, You know, that's the thing. I think in the White Sox case, they know this is a rebuild. They got two top prospects for Quintana, a pitching prospect and an outfielder. Yeah. So I think they, you know, just timing work for them. But if you're I think the Astros need to do something. They will. I just don't. You know, it may be a guy that no one's talked about, like Stroman, if the Jays fall out of it.
Well, just like as the time comes closer and closer, just like teams like the Astros and the other contending teams will be desperate to add someone, those other teams will be desperate to move off of the guys that they've got and make sure they get something back for them.
And right now, the market, if I'm a team trading somebody, I think about trading them now if I'm already in a seller's market, because there's a lot more teams trying to buy. For the reasons we talked about, there's teams that aren't going to give up on the season. And like before the year, would you thought the Milwaukee Brewers would be a buyer at this stage
no.
of the season?
Would you have thought the Twins would be no. buyers? I mean,
no, and they still are. Now, they may not be in 3 weeks.
Right.
But as of now, they are. So you'll have less competition at that point because some of these teams will admit, okay, we shouldn't be sellers. We need to be buyers. And I mean, we shouldn't be buyers. We need to be sellers. And go from there.
I was wrong. The Giants aren't the worst team. The Phillies. I didn't see them there.
Oh, I'm sure the Phillies would be happy to send the Astros some players back.
Yeah, the Phillies are. They're not very close. They are 23 games out of a wild card spot. Hmm. That's a long way.
Indeed. All right, one more hour to go. We'll do a gem of the day when we come back. We'll have Beth in here when we come back.
Well, I've got some good questions for
Do you?
Today. Yeah.
Does it involve Dennis Rodman's penis?
No, it involves butt sex.
Okay. Guys, have fun with that. We shall
discuss. It involves teenage butt sex, Fred.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's yeah. right.
Legal?
That's right. It's a big topic in the news right now. You guys aren't paying attention.
Boy. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, I'm talking fancy plates and diamond glasses. The ushers keeps giving the collection baskets, and they trying to dine us with some damn wine and crackers. Who's more important than your Lord and Savior?